save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you go like us on the Facebooks at the Devil's Advocates Radio, on Twitter at Devil Radio, and of course on the YouTube, the Devil's Advocates Radio. Happy birthday, Richie Blackmore.
Dominic, I've been joined right here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0. Pat Kreidlow from the Up North News at a relatively safe distance.
Safe enough. Well, for radio, you know.
Pat, welcome to the Devil's Advocates, man. Welcome back.
It's great. It's so good to be here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
These digs aren't half bad.
No. This is nice. I mean, and I'm missing everybody, but I get to see it through camera, as is our way these days in the Brady Bunch, you know, box era. So how much visual? Do you guys like look at each other through the box the way Alice would look up at Mr. Brady or anything like that?
Totally visual. It's almost a little weird to do it without it now. We've gotten so used to it.
I know. You might never want to be in the room with this guy again.
Well, I never thought about it like that, Pat.
This pandemic's working out gangbusters.
Hey, you guys are adapting, whereas when we started Up North News, we were only together for about 2 months when the pandemic hit, and then we had to scatter. I'm in Chippewa Falls up on Lake Wissota. I've got a reporter in Eau Claire, one in Madison, one in Racine, one that covers, you know, Northeast Wisconsin. And we've been doing all this by Zoom. We haven't gotten ourselves all in the same room. And now I'm doing a podcast with Kristen Bry and Kirk Bankstead. We've never been in the same room together. So this is a whole.
You met them though, right? Your co-stars?
I've met them all individually at some point, but you know, you want to get the gang together, but it's not quite time for that yet, but we're getting close.
We're getting there. It's getting close, Pat.
Yep. We're pointing towards days in mid-June for like an outdoor shindig sort of affair.
Without a doubt. I mean, I was given a new charcoal grill by my daughters. The old one just kind of fell apart, but this one they included.
That's better than a tie, Dad.
Oh, yeah. But this one included a smoker attachment, which I didn't ask
for.
So I'm going to have to learn how to do that, so the first thing I said to my wife was, what kind of meat do you want me to ruin first? Because there's going to be some trial and error. But at some point, it'll be nice to have people over again.
What's the old 96er?
That's a whole different smoker attachment than Dom was thinking.
Is that a water bong?
Pat, let's talk about the Up North Radio podcast/radio show happening this evening.
Yes.
You guys are going to be discussing spearfishing, at least in part.
We're going to do a little bit of that. Well, what it started with was Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company, as he and I were, you know, discussing various topics. And at first he wanted to talk about, maple syrup and gathering, you know, the sap and making the syrup up north. And as he was talking to folks, the conversation turned towards spearfishing as well. And some of the racist activity that still occurs when members of our indigenous communities are exercising their treaty rights. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. You might have thought that was all in the past, but it most certainly is not. So
that has been very contentious, Pat. Mm-hmm. Historically, there's been gunfire. There's been a lot of conflict.
A lot of conflict, just a lot, heckling and name calling, and it just all that stuff that is just not necessary. But it does happen. So we want to shine a light on that and make clear, that this kind of unacceptable behavior is still going on, and it's tainting the experience of living up north.
Now, Pat, you live in Trump territory. I mean, wasn't always like that in the state of Wisconsin, but suddenly the Northwoods have become the red Northwoods. Mm-hmm. Up North News, what part do you think your journalism and that of your colleagues is playing in trying to change attitudes of those that live up north there? Hey,
well, here's the thing: Wisconsin overall, of course, is considered a purple state, a swing state. Now we know the areas where Republicans have been strongest lately, but it wasn't always that way. And pendulums always swing. There's always like a party that overplays its hand and then gets knocked back by the voters. And Republicans seem to be coming closer to that all the time with what they're doing that's extreme. So an outlet like ours simply seeks to make sure that you understand who's doing what in state government or who isn't doing what. One of the things that still amazes me is that Ron Johnson's been in office for 10 years. And in poll after poll, anywhere from 20 to 30% of people say they don't know enough about Ron Johnson to have an opinion of him.
You can't blame us for that, Pat.
No, not at all. Not you guys especially. And something like 50% of people could not tell you that Robin Voss is Speaker of the Assembly. These are important jobs that have a real effect on their lives, and yet all people know about them is what Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce tells voters in those political ads every couple of years. So we want to make sure the news isn't just chasing the shiny object like a lot of, you know, legacy news outlets do. We want to get to the heart of the issues that actually affect you at your kitchen table up north and who's helping and who's hurting you.
Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News and the Up North News podcast. Pat, a local girl, threw her hat into the ring to challenge Ron Johnson. Sarah Godlewski, she's originally from Eau Claire, a Memorial grad, I believe. Mm-hmm. How is she perceived in that part of the state? Do you think her Eau Claire roots will give her some advantage, at least in the Democratic primary?
It will give her some advantage there, as will being a woman running there. She is somebody who is extremely well-regarded. As Tom Nelson is in Northeast Wisconsin for being Outagamie County Executive, he and I served in the legislature together. You know, Alex Lazary has his Southeast Wisconsin base. I still have not visited yet with the fourth person in the race, Jillian Bettino, a doctor from the Wausau area, but we've exchanged messages. We're going to talk soon. And there's certainly going to be, you know, more primaries. You know that I helped my friend Dana Walks when he was running for governor with 47 other people in that primary back in 2018. Right. And we will probably have that kind of a field again. And I think that once again, if that field with Sarah and the rest are as on message and focus on the voters instead of the mud, the way that Democrats were in 2018, then they're liable to be as successful as they were in 2018 when they knocked off Scott Walker.
Pat, why do you think the up north Republicans have been so supportive of Donald Trump and seemingly taking on this mentality? Many of them think that, you know, the riot at the Capitol was somehow a stage thing. Why do you think that mentality persists up there?
Because it's a message of grievance that is just hit over and over and over again. And look, people like to say that, you know, I'm not swayed by commercials, I'm not swayed by political ads. Well, you know what? Coca-Cola and McDonald's wouldn't be spending all the money they spend if advertising didn't work. And that's why you see these messages that are hit repeatedly, not just through political ads, but through well-funded political groups that get that message out that you are a victim and you're the victim because of these people who are poor or these people who are immigrants. When I'm here to tell you, if you look at what, say, the corporate tax rate has done over the past generation, it's not your neighbor's EBT card that is to blame for our issues. That just has to get out to more and more folks to understand who's really holding them back.
Pat Kreitlow, we know who's holding them back. They got an R behind their names. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News and Up North News Podcast. That will be on live at 7 o'clock tonight. Keep it locked right here. Want to thank our other fine guests, James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, Earl Ingram Stacks, the Native Roots Radio, and then the Up North News Podcast. Thanks for listening. Devil's Advocates.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.